You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a very interesting email. Lisa writes, Dr. Dahlia, doctors seem to hurt me. When I go to the doctor, whatever they're looking at seems to hurt. Why is that? Now, this is interesting because she kind of goes into the, you know, looking at the ear and then the gagging with the throat. I'm not going to go into all that and all the orifices she went into, but that's kind of interesting. It hurts when you go to the doctor. She's not the only one. She's not the only one bringing this up. I've heard that. People say, no, I don't go to the doctor because it hurts. Okay, well, what hurts? Well, getting blood drawn hurts. Okay, I get that. I understand getting blood drawn hurts. Getting your pap smear, getting a prostate exam hurts. But that's kind of interesting. You know, I've never talked about that. I've been on air now for about 5 years. How to not hurt when you go to the doctor. That's kind of interesting. And the reason why that's interesting, and I'm surprised I didn't bring that up, is because one of you a long time ago had told me that you have to take a Lortab. Now you can't get Lortab anymore. It's Norco. But you'd have to take a Lortab before you went to the doctor. And I thought you were taking it because you were doing it because it relaxes you or you get a little buzz from it. And maybe, you know, because people get nervous. But really, are you guys drugging yourselves up before you go to the doctor? Is it really that bad? Okay, so then let's talk about what kind of things do we do at the doctor's office and how we could make it less painful. So, for example, blood draw. Okay, one thing you could do to make a blood draw less painful is using something called Emla cream. This Emla cream is like a topical lidocaine. I think, though, it has to kind of soak in for about an hour. I think you have to put it on the skin, and then you have to occlude it, putting a bandage on or something, and it seems to numb up the skin so that if you are going to get poked with a needle, you could then, not feel the needle go in to the blood. Now, how low and how deep does the Emla cream work? I don't think it'll work all the way to the level of those blood vessels, but I find that some people get through the blood draw a little easier. The thing you got to be careful with is when you do these Emla creams, you end up vasoconstricting, meaning the vessels may get more narrow. And when the vessels get more narrow, it's going to be harder to go in and poke. So just know that. So that could. Relaxation techniques, of course, making sure you pump up the artery. When they tell you to make a fist and to pump up the, sometimes they'll give you kind of a soft squishy thing or kind of a firm squishy thing to squish on to try to pump up the artery, so to speak, or the vein. I'm sorry, the vein, because we're taking blood from the vein, not an artery. Those can kind of help as well. But the most important thing is to relax and make sure, you know, if you're going to shave your arm, try not to irritate the skin. Maybe shave it a couple days before, something like that. But sometimes you could use the Emla cream. For pap smears, very, very difficult. You could always recommend, the lubricant. However, many, many pathologists now won't allow the lubricant. Many pathologists will not allow you using lubricant with the pap smear. And so many doctors will use warm water. So they'll use warm water to do it. And it really shouldn't cause that much of an issue. Okay, but again, you want to be relaxed. And you also want to be, don't be halfway up the table when you do these things. Make sure you're kind of at the edge of the table. Knees out. Sorry to be graphic about this, but there's ways to make pap smears less uncomfortable. Okay, same thing with prostate exams. The more you're relaxed, the more your legs are spread, the easier it is. The more your legs are together, the more uncomfortable it is. It's really, really true. You know, when we do colonoscopy, a lot of times we have you lie down very similar to a chiropractic position to relax the back and to try to adjust the back, where the leg on the bottom, because you're on your side, the leg on the bottom, if you're in, we call it a lateral decubitus position, but the leg on the bottom is straight, the leg on top, because you're on your side, is bent, okay? And then they could go in and look through with the scope or whatever, and it's a much more relaxed position. It's not fetal position. It's a lateral decubitus position with a little bit of a variation of the leg being bent. So that can make that easy. Ears. Many of you guys will get this reflex where you cough when somebody looks at the ear. I really wouldn't mess with the ears because I don't want you sticking something into it, you know, by any means. And some of you do. Unfortunately, you put stuff in your ears and then that messes it up. But, you know, if your ear is inflamed and has some sort of eczema, because many of you guys have ear pain and ear inflammation and ear swelling. If that's the case, you want to make sure you get that treated. Now, true, they're going to have to take a look, but also warn the doctor. You know, many times I'll just go in and do the exam, and you guys have to remind me, no, don't, my ear canal has been really in pain. And so it just kind of tells us to kind of tread lightly. That's always a smart thing to do. Eye exams, like your glaucoma. Some of you have complained about that. Well, it's better now. Now these eye exams, they do the little bitty puff of air that doesn't hurt. It feels weird, but it's that kind of little baby puff that you get, right? Okay. Not the worst thing in the world for you. We used to use little Tona pens where we would numb up your eye, numb up the eye to take that out, but that shouldn't really hurt. Nose exams, the gag reflex. The gag reflex is extremely important. When we look in your throat, we are only seeing half of your tongue. In order to see a little bit more of your tongue, and remember, the tongue goes all the way. The tongue attaches at the base of your throat. I mean, your tongue goes down deep. So we aren't going to get to see 100% of your tongue, but we could see a lot more of it if we gag you. And that's how I was able to find tongue cancer and base of the tongue cancer, because it, you know, you gag the patient and it pops up and then it comes back down. So gagging is important. I know a lot of you guys don't want to do that and you don't want to throw up and it's uncomfortable, but that's kind of the way to get seen. When I had to see my ENT, he had to really feel around down there. I was gagging like crazy, but it worked. He was able to see what had to be seen. So, you know, remember, you know, there's only so much we could do. If we have you dressed, if we don't touch you because it hurts, if we don't, you know, whatever, we're not getting what we need to get done. Now, if there are other issues like vaginismus where you really can't tolerate a speculum, some gynecologist will give you topical lidocaine for the vagina to kind of help numb it up. I mean, there's a variety of other things we could do. But it looks like we're coming up on break. Okay, well, that's just a quick overview of how to make the doctor's office less painful. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget, we are raising money for kids with blood cancer. And we are trying to help raise money to help fund research for leukemia and lymphoma, as well as help these kids get their co-pays paid and financial assistance for their treatment. I made a YouTube video I want you guys to check out. It's on my website at drdahlia.com. These are real kids, real people, and they're good. They are so worth it. And we need your help. All I'm asking is for $5 from everybody. $5. That's it. You can go to my website, click the Help Fight Blood Cancer link, and it's easy to donate. You get something for your taxes. You could do it through PayPal, credit card, etc. Very easy. Very simple, so please, please, please check that out. You could also listen to my show if you want to on iHeartRadio, iPhone app, Android app. Please definitely check those out as well. I want you guys to be able to listen and learn. You know, the first hour, we had talked about a couple cases that are going on right now. We got the Supreme Court listening to arguments on the Sebelius versus Hobby Lobby case, where Hobby Lobby is fighting the law forcing it to pay for health insurance for its employees when that I guess covers birth control when they don't believe in some of the forms of the contraception, and they believe that they could be abortive in nature, some of the birth controls offered on the plan. And then there's also a case in the appellate court where I think it's I'm trying to think what the name of the case is, but it's where the court Obama is being challenged because the Obama administration is being challenged for constantly changing the law and delaying the law when it's the law of the land, and how come he's allowed to change it when we all can't? And I understand he's president, but if this is the law of the land, is that legal then to then change it depending on if there's an election coming up or whatever helps his administration? So that's another case that's going on that may actually be even more important than the Hobby Lobby case. The Hobby Lobby case is extremely important because of religious freedoms, all right? And it's going to be very interesting to see how the court rules. We are not going to get a ruling today. We're going to get a ruling at the end of June, probably the very, very last day of session, so they can, you know, bail as soon as they, you know, drop the big one on us. But, you know, many of us are watching that case because it's so crucial as to where we are going with the country right now and religious freedom, okay? You know, does religious freedom mean we, you know, get to impose our beliefs on others, or are we really not imposing our beliefs on others? If we don't want to buy a product that could possibly be related to an abortion or something we don't believe in, I mean, don't we have the religious freedom to not purchase that product? And the Supreme Court said purchasing health care is constitutional. They already said, remember, they fixed the law. They fixed the law for us. The law was unconstitutional, and Chief Justice Roberts fixed it. Thank you, Chief Justice Roberts. So the law stands. But, you know, do we have a choice of, I mean, do we, under our constitutional protection, get to choose whether, you know, if something violates our religious freedoms, we are forced to have to buy it or provide it, etc. Now, I talked about this at great length, so I'm not going to repeat it in the first hour, but I think employers should be as far away from health insurance as we possibly can. I don't think employees want their employer involved, and I don't think employers want to be involved. You have a lot of people right now in Washington picketing and in crowds saying, you know, our employers should not be messing with our health care. Well, then get the employers out of health care. Why are employers buying your health care? When they fire you, you lose your health care. Get the employers out of it. This way, if you want birth control, if you want an IUD, if you want something that, you know, an abortion, you're not asking somebody else to pay for it. You're paying for it yourself. We really need to get employers out of it. Now, one of you wrote, after I had talked about the subject, Jackson writes, the Hobby Lobby case is bull. I can't say what he said. Bull crap. I'll change it to, they don't want to pay premiums for their employees as the law demands, and they are crybabies. And the fact that they're using religion as an excuse is sacrilege. So he goes off on that. Here's the thing. Okay, whether Hobby Lobby wants to pay for the premiums or not, whether they're using religion as an excuse or not, I don't really think that's debatable at this point. If an employer doesn't want to give you coverage, then fine. They don't give you coverage and they pay the fine. Okay, I mean, will they get out of the fine saying it's a religious issue? Yeah, maybe they can. But I think there's so many other points and there's so many other subjects that are surfacing with this that, I don't really think it matters to me. It doesn't. I don't care if Hobby Lobby's just trying to get out of the tax or if they're really fighting for religious freedom. I don't care because the law is so stupid. Okay, and, you know, luckily they were able to bring it to the point where it's gotten up to the Supreme Court. But look at this. You know, I mean, isn't there something wrong with this law? Isn't there something wrong? I mean, the fact that we have so many cases going up to the Supreme Court, and then even President Obama and his administration doesn't stick to the law. Even they decide to move things around. So we have a faulty law. This is really, really messing with us. And we never got health care reform. If you really wanted to do health care reform, you find a way for people to get insurance and you find a way for people to keep it. The fact that you could be fired at any point in time and lose your employer-covered insurance, so not only do you lose your job, but you also lose your insurance, means we never fix the problem of you keeping your insurance. So the fact that nothing's been done means this was just a waste of time, and it hurt. You know, I still have patients furious that their insurance deductibles are high, their premiums are higher. You know, and I don't want to sit here and complain about how bad the law is. We all know that. Even Democrats know that. The law stunk. It was really, and it really is going to do the Democrats in this next election. Okay, but you, there's no rejoicing. I mean, never being so right has hurt so much, right? I mean, this hurts really bad. Okay, I don't want to be right. I don't want to gloat. This sucks. This really, really stinks. So what happens if the Supreme Court in June rules Hobby Lobby's way? What does that mean? Well, what that means is maybe it gives employers an out. Employers could say, look, okay, I don't really believe, I don't really believe in this whole, you know, us paying for birth control. It's against my views too. I want to be out of it. So it does. It'll give employers an out. Now, in order for Obamacare to work, you can't have an out. You need to force employers to be in. You need to force employers to pay a fine. But, I mean, how much more are the Supreme Court justices going to tweak the Constitution? This is going to be very interesting. Even though there's a 5-4 majority of more conservative, I think we've really been shocked. We were just blown away by the ruling that this law you can mandate and force a tax. You can do it. But then, you know, how much of our civil liberties get stepped on? Personally, if I was an employee right now, I would want the employer, I would want the government, I would want everybody out of my health care. So when I hear these supporters of Obamacare right now marching, saying employers should not have control over our health care, I agree with you. Get them out of it. Don't tell an employer to pay for your birth control. Do you really want the employer knowing about that? Do you really want the employer that involved? How do you ask an employer to pay for something and he not have say-so? Okay? And again, if he doesn't get what he wants, he just fires you. It's that easy. Get, as an employee, guys, you gotta get out of that. Whether you're Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, don't you agree with the idea that the employer should be out of it? And we should come up with some other way for you guys to get your own health insurance. Maybe we get private enterprise to come up with, you know, the private market to come up with some ways to, I mean, right now the market is so astronomically inflated because of government subsidies. Get the government out of healthcare. Okay? Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, United wants your business. They're gonna come down in price. No government subsidies. If nobody's paying for their health insurance, they're going to have to go down in price. But instead, we're bailing out the insurance companies with the subsidies. And it's yours and my tax dollars. Let's let private market come back into play. If not, the other option is the government coming back with public option. And then the government will say, look, okay, if you want employers out, fine, we're in. You'll get health insurance through us. Now we're in control. What do you guys want? Do you really trust the government enough to handle this correctly? Even if you trust the government, even if you think the government is less greedy than anybody else that could be at play here, do you really trust it getting done? We got a guy in Vegas right now who was totally at health insurance, paid his premiums, the checks were cashed, and he still has high bills because no insurance company through the exchange is stepping up to the plate to pay his bills. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, sorry about that. I was eating my snack. I got a little baby snack. Remember when we used to get snack in school? Remember in kindergarten in the 70s, you would get like a chocolate chip cookie and some chocolate milk. You had a choice of white milk or chocolate milk. And nowadays, you have to probably get carrot sticks, etc. We all did fine eating cookies for a snack. We all did good. But that's what I really think we need. I think we need to go back to getting our cookies again. We really, really need, we really need to go back. I tell you, the chocolate chip cookie made everything better. We were worried about our teeth, of course. Definitely worried about our teeth. But speaking of teeth, we got a good story here. They're saying here that there's a balloon that we could use as opposed to braces, a vibrating balloon that we could put in our mouth to help eliminate the need for braces. This is pretty cool. It's a device that is worn at night, being reported by Mail Online. And it's a silicon balloon that rests against the teeth as you sleep. It's a gum shield called Aerodentis. And it's connected by a tube to a small bedside machine that pumps pressurized air in and out of the balloon, making it expand and contract several times a second. These vibrations move crooked teeth so they line up with the plastic gum shield that has been molded to the desired shape. The technology, they say, is based on studies suggesting that gentle pushes make teeth straighten more quickly than applying constant force through the, you know, older conventional braces. Patients wear the device for 8 to 10 hours a day, usually when they sleep. Now, the maker of this claims that the teeth could be realigned as quickly as 3 months if the nighttime therapy is done appropriately. Now, most braces are in for about a year to a year and a half. Right now, I don't know how many millions of people are in braces. They're expensive. I didn't realize how expensive braces were. And, of course, insurance doesn't cover it, which is why many of us don't spend money on dental insurance, because we find out it doesn't cover it anyway. But it's ridiculous. And many of these have stainless steel. Sometimes you'll get cavities underneath them. Sometimes you could get staining. So it's, you know, they're a pain in the butt. So this plastic mouthpiece is tailor-made to match the desired position of where you want the teeth to be. Then you got a little tiny deflated silicone balloon. This is positioned so it sits next to the teeth that need the straightening. At night, the patient, I guess, puts this hollow tube that is attached to the bedside console, puts it in the other end of the hole on the side of the gum shield, with the thin tube protruding from the corner of the mouth, so it's supposed to be comfortable while you sleep. The console is switched on, and air is forced through the balloon. Once the balloon is inflated, a pressure sensor inside the console momentarily cuts off the air supply before instantly restoring it again, so that it causes the balloon to then vibrate several times. They say the sensation is too gentle to keep the patient awake, but so you're not going to be waking up because of this thing in the mouth, but they say it's enough to stimulate the tooth movement. When the pressure is applied to the teeth, it moves them by reshaping the periodontal ligament. The periodontal ligament is the tissue that separates the tooth from surrounding bone. Remember, your teeth aren't just sitting there stuck in. I mean, they're movable. They are pliable. So the ligament, a lot of times, I guess they say, the ligament becomes damaged, and as a result of the tiny blood vessels, the little capillaries that surround it, they collapse under pressure from the tooth being forced in another direction. This kickstarts the body's healing mechanism and the release of cells to heal the damage and restore normal flow of blood to the mouth. This damage and repair cycle can slow down the process of moving the teeth, and it's why braces are usually worn up to about 2 years to take effect. But the vibrating balloon speeds this up. They say there was a study at UCSF. They said that teeth treated with a normal brace moved an average of about 0.6 millimeters in a 12-day period compared to 0.9 millimeters when exposed to this. So this could be good. I mean, I don't know how expensive it is. Of course, that's always an issue. You know, I mean, you know, I'm like, okay, let's save money with the braces, and then, you know, this turns out to be expensive. But the idea that this is soft and you know, what I like is the idea that you're getting comfortable with something being in your mouth, okay? Many of us need to sometimes do CPAP, BiPAP, or even though many of those go through the nose, but many of us need to sleep with some apparatus. If this kind of gets us used to sleeping with an apparatus, that could be cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's apparently a new non-invasive procedure being reported by drugs.com that may help people with benign enlarged prostate. Now, we've talked about men and prostates growing, right? They begin to grow, and then they press on the urethra, and the enlarged prostate could cause problems like frequent urination, a weak urine stream, the inability to just pee and then go. You need to sit there and try to push the urine out. Sometimes you have feelings like you have to urinate because of the pressure. So many times you guys get a TURP or a transurethral resection of the prostate. And you know, the surgery can cause complications in and of itself. So this new treatment they're talking about is called prostate artery embolization. Now, the prostate artery, they say, is pretty promising. This kind of scares me a little bit. whenever you try to embolize an artery. But what it does is it stops the blood supply to the prostate. As a result, the prostate shrinks in size, causing less blockage, and the symptoms improve. The study was conducted in Portugal and included nearly 500 men aged 45 to 89 with enlarged prostate. You know, we used to call it benign prostatic hyperplasia, BPH, but a lot of times we just call it benign prostate. They had underwent the prostate artery embolization, and 87% of the men 3 months after the procedure said they had improved symptoms. You know, the idea of cutting off blood supply and causing it to shrink, I'm not too sure about how the organ still stays alive, okay? You know, I mean, you're kind of killing one of the organs off, but I don't think you're causing the whole thing to die. There's always auxiliary blood supply. But if less blood supply makes it shrink and it doesn't start getting necrotic and doing any weird, funky things, I'm for it. Look, I don't have a prostate. I don't need to take this treatment. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Air pollution kills 7 million people worldwide every year, according to the World Health Organization. 7 million people die from air pollution. Can you believe that? 1 in 8 deaths. According to Frank Kelly, director of the Environmental Research Group at King's College in London, he was not a part of this WHO report, but he says one of the main risks of pollution is the tiny particles that get deep into the lung. It causes irritation, so it could cause inflammation then of the heart. It could cause heart attack. We've already talked about how pollution could cause heart attack, cause asthma exacerbation, etc. Now, they also say people who cook inside wood stoves, coal stoves, that's apparently very big in Asia. WHO, the World Health Organization, said there were, who said it? They said there were 3.7 million deaths from indoor air pollution in 2012. 90% occurred in developing countries. See, I don't know if carbon monoxide would be included in that too, because you hear of people dying indoors because of carbon monoxide poisoning. But the WHO, not the group the WHO, noted that many people are exposed to both indoor and outdoor air pollution all the time. Due to this overlap, mortality attributed to the two sources could not be added together. So basically, I mean, it's hard to figure out, did you die from indoor or did you die from outdoor? I mean, if you're exposed to indoor pollution, my guess is you're also exposed to outdoor pollution, especially since somebody opens the door. So, cancer, absolutely, that's another thing. Cancer, lung cancer, bladder cancer. In fact, you know, this diesel exhaust fluid, one of my truckers brought this up on the Truckers Forum. I answer questions on truckersforum.net for those of you that are truckers out there. Even if you aren't, it's a great site. And somebody asked about diesel exhaust fuel and fumes from that. And even though the material safety data sheet said, you know, no cancer, et cetera, there's been some concerns that diesel causes lung cancer and bladder cancer. And, of course, we see higher levels of exposure in men. We notice higher exposures, not of the diesel, but of the air pollution. We find higher exposure than women, believe it or not. Okay, so don't go away. We're going to be coming right back. It sounds like we're, I can't tell if we're at the end. Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you have
asked. It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. Cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. And I want to thank you guys for many of your $5 donations, $5 for a life campaign that we're doing to save children's lives with blood cancer. I really do appreciate it. Through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, go to my website at drdolly.com, and we can show you guys how to help. Easy way to do it through PayPal, credit card, whatever, even a check. All we're asking from everybody is $5. Imagine if we get $5 from everybody. And if you could give more, hell yeah, we'll take it. please go to my website at drdahlia.com to make that happen. Okay, so a small study has revealed that, this is kind of interesting, that you may think you are funnier when you drink, but your friends really don't think you are. You just think you're funny. Psychology professor Peter McGraw and journalist Joel Werner have teamed up to write a book called The Humor Code, A Global Search of What Makes Things Funny, which I think is cool. And they actually did an experiment to investigate the relationship between alcohol and humor. Plenty of research, I guess, exists to support the fact that a drinking audience is more easily amused, but they wanted to establish whether actual people who were inebriated were funnier. So they used 12 comedians or jokesters, okay, all members of, I guess, a creative team. And I guess the drunker the participants got, the funnier they thought their gags would be, and in turn, less funny as the panel who was sober looked at them and thought that they were kind of being idiots, okay? When they asked their own jokes, how to rate their own jokes, they said, oh, yeah, hilarious, okay? But the team that rated them said no. Now, okay, why is this important? Well, it's not important, but I personally think seeing somebody, you know, making an idiot of themselves to me is very, very funny, okay? But as a doctor, I never get to look at the positive side of things. I always have to be like, oh, is he going to vomit and drown in his own vomit and all that other stuff. But, you know, for those of you that really, really thought that you need to drink before you entertain or before you give a talk or before you go on air, no, don't. You know, I like to avoid alcohol as much as possible because I don't want to let things slip. You're not supposed to curse on air. You're not supposed to do that before a TV interview. You're not supposed to be in front of a room of people. And I have to speak a lot of times to a room full of people. And no, I want to be able to think quickly. Now, yes, are you more relaxed sometimes? Or do you perceive yourself to be more relaxed? Yeah, you do. Okay? But to me, I would be more nervous. A lot more nervous. Just, you know, it's just a reminder to avoid alcohol because not that this was the most scientific study. All right. Studies come out saying your central heating may be making you sick. Dutch researchers found that central heating could be causing us to gain weight. Remember we talked about that where you have to keep the thermostat to about 67 degrees or 65 degrees so you could then activate the brown fat in your bodies, which cause you to burn more calories, okay? All right, but now they're saying that temperature changes can make your blood pressure change, can cause artery constriction, angina, heart attacks, etc. So according to Dr. Maurice Pye, consultant cardiologist at York Hospital, they say if you go from hot to cold, it will increase your blood pressure, affecting the blood supply to the heart, causing narrowing of the arteries, reducing blood supply to the heart muscle. If you have angina or angina, which is vasospasm of the coronary arteries, that could definitely be triggered. All right? And so, you know, they say sometimes you should actually, you know, they say that sometimes if you're not feeling comfortable or you're feeling off, it could be the heating. Now, it's very interesting they say that because I noticed that this winter, that I just don't feel right sometimes when the heat is on and blowing on me. Now, I don't like being cold either, but I guess I just don't like feeling the air on me. Now, mind you, if I'm freezing and I'm coming in, you know, from the cold, I like to be up against the fire. I like to be where there's heat. Trust me, I get that. But just for everyday stuff, no, it's kind of weird. Okay, this is interesting. They say if your eyes feel uncomfortable and gritty during the winter, it could be the central heating because there's this natural film of tears in front of the eye. You have a few layers. You got the mucus and the water and the oil. The oil floats on the surface to stop the water from evaporating, right? Because oil does that. Oil and water don't mix, but it rises to the top. But if you have too dry an atmosphere because of central heating, the water is going to evaporate anyway. So they say sometimes apply some warm compresses. That seems to help increase circulation and it could then help lubricate a little bit more of the eyelids, although I don't want anything going on your eye or in your eye, of course. They say plants you know, plants can add water and moisture to the photosynthesis. So make sure you have extra house plants. Make sure you have a humidifier. Humidifiers are extremely important because they moisten the air. You need to make sure you clean it out, though, really, really good. Because, unfortunately, with humidifiers, they could also grow mold. So you need to do that. You also need to make sure to get rid of any dust and pollen and smoke by using air purifiers. Extremely important this time of year as we're going into allergy season. Now, Dr. Andrew Dowson suggests to avoid air fresheners. They say air fresheners could be making you more prone to migraines. Now, strong smells, as we've known, for many of us that suffer from headaches, strong smells like strong perfumes can give you a headache. If somebody walks by that has some real rank perfume on, just really just, I mean, I'll start a headache. And so they said air fresheners, scented candles, incense, they could all do that. A study found that for men, strong smell was the most common migraine cause after stress. 73% of sufferers of migraines said powerful smells made an existing headache worse. They've also found that the volatile organic compounds in scents can also cause asthma issues. Okay? Now, interesting, Raynaud's syndrome, and this has been reported by Daily Mail. We've talked about Raynaud's syndrome, where blood vessels can go into spasm. So many people's hands turn red, white, and blue because, or they go white, then blue, and then red again. And when it gets red again, it hurts because of blood flow constriction. They say be very, very careful putting your hands on a radiator. Okay. Unfortunately, when you get that acute vasodilation or at near some sort of a heating element, and then the acute vasodilation can cause a lot of pain. And so you want to be careful with that. And then air conditioning. Air conditioning also seems to dry things up. You know, your cilia and the nasal passages have little hairs. It also seems to cover your bronchial tree. These things usually are protected by goblet cells making mucus. All right. Unfortunately, when things get too dry, the mucus gets too dry, then they start to clog things up. Same thing with your sinuses, etc. So, my husband, he can't stand stagnant air, so he likes fans. Me, I just feel weird around fans. Even though, again, when I'm hot, I like the fan and stuff. But just for sleeping, no. I don't want to feel the air because I feel like it's drying me out. And this is just another example. No, I am not a freak. I just don't like the feel of air blowing on me. I do like wind. I think it's cool. But I just don't like to sleep. And how long do I get to sleep? 5 hours a night if I'm lucky? I know, we're supposed to sleep 8 to 10. But in the 5 hours of night of sleep I get, depending on if the cats and the dogs let me sleep. No, I don't like air blowing on me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's so much we need to talk about here. This was very interesting. A new Gallup survey of 189 communities finds that people's overall well-being is higher in the Midwest and West, especially California, Colorado, and Utah, lower in the South. And the number one city that ranked the highest for overall well-being, Provo, Utah. Congratulations. In the past, Gallup has also found that Provo was the most religious city in America. I visited Provo. Are we out of, we're out of time? No. All right, guys. Can't wait to talk to you. More Dr. Dolly coming up. Don't go away.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Self-reliance,
survival supplies,
survival skills,
national experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones,
Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.